And, of course, one of the reasons you support WUKY is the live music, the in-studio artists that we bring in. And today we just happen to have Tift Merritt with us. And I got to excuse the noise. I'm moving the microphone so I can hear Tiff. She's sitting at the piano. How are you?
Hi, I'm really well. How are you? Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming. The new CD is out. It's called Another Country.
Yes.
And I got up on your website. And you have, tiftmerritt.com, I believe is what it is.
Yes.
Very nice website.
Thank you.
And very informative. And you wrote this entire CD in Paris.
I did, yeah. I accidentally sort of took an extended hiatus from everything.
Right.
I thought I was just going to go on a vacation, but I got to France, and I had rented a flat with a piano in it, and was there for about 3 days. And I thought, you know, I'm not leaving for a while. I called home, said, you know, unless you're going to come drag me back, I won't be getting on that plane.
Well, how was that, writing in Paris?
It was really incredible. I tend to work really well when I'm alone and isolated. But I was, you know, for one thing, when you're outside of your own customs and even your own language, I think you're naturally pushed to new places without even noticing. And then the other thing is that I think when you are in that situation, you can't take day-to-day life or direct communication for granted. And so it was such a relief to go to the piano and be able to say what I meant without really laboring it. But you know, I also think that the Europeans have a way of really living with their windows open, and they live in the street, and it's just a very open kind of atmosphere, and it opened me some too.
And we were speaking earlier, just before we went on, you're a big NPR fan.
I am a huge NPR fan. Everyone should call right now and make a donation.
The numbers are up there on the wall. Can you see them?
Yes. Call toll free 1-888-417-9859. Make a pledge. Call us now.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
And while you're doing that, we can listen to Tift. Give us a song. Now, what are you going to play for us here?
Well, I thought I would play the title track to the new CD.
Excellent.
Another Country.
All right. Thank you.
Lost stars and secrets too. No one will find but you. And falling is like brand new rain. These things would come to me. Love is another country. Can't follow too.
for you, and you can just hold on to me. Strangers in another country, 'cause I wanna go, I wanna go too. I wanna go. I wanna go with you. I wanna go with you. I wanna go with you.
Live music on 91.3 WUKY. That's Tift Merritt, title track to her new CD, Another Country. When you write, Tift, what comes first, the lyrics, the melody, or just... an idea?
Usually something that is substantial enough to latch on to, like a question that I have or a feeling that I can't quite put my finger on that's got some substance to it. And then honestly, usually a good song will start with both. You know, usually if the lyric gets too far out in front of the melody, it's not going to work. And if the melody gets too far out in front of the lyric, sometimes you lose it then too. So I usually end up nailing down the structure of the song once I have a piece of lyric, and then I finish making sure the lyrics are good enough. But
can you tell it's a good song while you're writing it, or do you kind of have to get outside of it?
No. You have to go through the whole process and then humiliate yourself and play it for someone else to find it. I mean, I have a sense of it, but I think it's really important not to edit yourself too tightly. You know, I mean, you have to go places that you're not on ground that you're really confident about. And you know, sometimes I go, wow, this is going to be a special one, and I'm wrong. And sometimes I go,
really?
This is, yeah. I mean, you know, I have instincts about it, but it's always a surprising process. And that's what's great about it. That's what the magic is.
You were recently on the Jay Leno show.
Yes, I was.
What's that like?
You can't really think about it, to be honest. If you start thinking about how many people are actually going to see the outfit that you picked and how you've done your hair today, you can drive yourself mad. But I must say that Jay Leno is the second time I've been on his show, and it's really a family affair there. You know, the wardrobe people are so nice. All the crew are just dear. And Jay comes by and says hello, They always give me a dressing room and the band a dressing room, which isn't quite fair. But at Leno, my dressing room is right across the hall from the boys' dressing room, and it ends up feeling like a kind of like a dorm party because everybody's mingling in the hall.
Very, very cool. Now, when you found out the first time you were going to be on Jay Leno, how many phone calls did you make to friends and family? Did you absolutely freak out?
I'm sure that I did. The first time that I was on Leno was when we were nominated for a Grammy.
Right, for Tambourine.
And so it was just this kind of period of time where a lot of incredible, like the incredible news monitor was in my head, was already in disbelief about a lot of things. So I don't know. I tend to think it's really important for me not to remember that what's real about what I do. Mm-hmm. Is the songs, and so it's wonderful when you receive an opportunity like that, and I want to do my best and I want to have a good time, but you know, at the end of the day, the Jay Leno show has aired a lot of times without me there.
Hey, you never know, you might make the anniversary show, the 50th anniversary.
That would be nice.
Speaking of making anniversaries, we would like to make many more, and that's why we need your support at 257-9600, 888-417-9859, or pledge online at WUKY.org. The phone lines remain open as we continue to speak with Tift Merritt. Can you play another one for us?
Surely.
Which one? Now, is this off the new CD as well?
Yes. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
Do you want me to answer your phones for your fun drive?
Call and speak with Tim.
I'm so passionate about NPR. I think it's the greatest thing. I listen all day. I listen to my Chapel Hill station wherever I am on the road, and now I'll have to start listening to you online, too.
Well, you also have your own show, we should mention real quick.
I do. I have my own NPR show.
In Marfa, Texas.
It's a very small, it's a monthly radio show on a great station in Marfa, Texas, which is in far west Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And you can hear it on Marfa, Texas, at marfapublicradio.org. You can also hear it at tiffmerritt.com. And you can also get it. It's a podcast on iTunes. But it's an artist-to-artist radio program, but really more a student-to-teacher
right.
program where I corner the people I admire and ask them about how they really make their work and how they really live their lives. And it's really about not so much what happens in the spotlight, but what happens in the real world and outside of the spotlight when they have thought about quitting or when they've cried or when they've gotten
right.
frustrated or what they really do in their office. And Nick Hornby, the author Nick Hornby, I said, Nick, what do you do up here all day in your office? He said, well, I play Pac-Man. I said, well, there's hope for me yet.
There is hope indeed for Tift Merritt. Another live song from the new CD, Another Country. Tift.
Once I ran like the wildest horse. I reached up high and I clenched my fist. What happened then goes just like this. Oh, the tender branch is gonna fall. I was young and I thought it brave. Fighting to find the mystery's face. You got to give it a gentler chase. 'Cause oh, the tender branch is gonna fall. Sometimes you fall up these stairs. It's a long time for you, know. No matter where my heart is now, there's a long, long way to go.
Live music on 91.3 WUKY. Tift Merritt from her new CD, Another Country. The pledge lines remain open, 257-9600, 888-417-9859, or you can make that pledge online at WUKY.org. Tift, you mentioned how you always had NPR on at your home. Did you grow up with NPR around the house all the time?
Gosh, I don't know that I did. But, I think it's the best news source and the best music source, and there's always a really interesting story. I got really lucky recently. I got to go to the NPR building in New York City, and there are, 20 shows all film, all being produced there. And I thought, oh my God, this is the center of the world. but and I find a different sort of comfort in it now that I travel all the time. Right. You know, I listen to the news in my hometown, and I know what the temperature is, and I know what the traffic is. And there's something really grounding about that. I mean, it's a really pure form of localism, national public radio stations. And I think that that's a rare thing these days. I mean, we've really lost our sense of, let me call the radio station and see how the traffic is, or request a song. You know, it's on mainstream radio, it's somebody states away doing these things. And so there's a real sense of community that National Public Radio provides.
I agree. 257-9600, 888-417-9859, or you can pledge online at WUKY.org. If you don't have any place to be, we'd love to have you hang out for a while, maybe on the air with us, or answer some phones when people call with pledges.
Surely.
So what's in the future for Tift Merritt?
Right. I have no idea. I start a tour next week.
Okay.
We'll go all over the U.S. and then to Europe, and then...
Wow, okay.
We're going to Norway and Sweden and Ireland and France, all over.
Well, safe travels, and I hope you come back and see us
Absolutely.
Next time you're in town.
The Tonic theme was written and performed by Melanie Johnson.